It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're now returning to a story we've been following this morning. The guilty verdict and death sentence handed down yesterday to Saddam Hussein by the Iraqi High Tribunal. The former dictator was found guilty of killing 148 people in the Shia town of Jujail, following an assassination attempt on him in 1982. His half-brother and Iraq's former chief judge were also sentenced to death. Because it's a death sentence, they will have an automatic appeal. Joining me now is Michael Scharf. He's professor of law and director of the International Law Center at Case Western University School of Law, and he helped train Iraqi judges and prosecutors for this case. Good morning.
Hi, Renee. Good to talk to you.
Was this outcome ever really in doubt?
No, not really. I think just as when they prosecuted the Nazis at Nuremberg or Slobodan Milosevic at The Hague or the major Rwanda genocidaires in the tribunal in Arusha, when you're dealing with people where there is a public record of their atrocities and there's so much knowledge of their involvement, it's pretty clear what's going to happen. And in my new book, Saddam on Trial, I actually very carefully go through all of the evidence, especially the documentary evidence that was introduced in this trial, and show that it was more or less an open and shut case.
Well, you know, you mentioned these other trials, international trials for genocide and other crimes against humanity. These were all held in international courts, if you will. There's been criticism all along by human rights and international legal experts that this trial held in Iraq with political pressure on judges and a defense that at times was at a disadvantage wasn't up to international standards.
Well, yeah, this trial ended up being a very messy trial, and myself and many others would have preferred to have seen someone like Saddam Hussein tried by an international tribunal, but that option really wasn't available in this case. The Permanent International Criminal Court does not have jurisdiction over any crimes that occurred before 2002, so it wasn't available, and Security Council members like China and Russia said that they would veto any attempt to have the Security Council create an ad hoc tribunal like the Yugoslavia Tribunal and Rwanda Tribunal.
Right.
So the only real avenue available was to have the Iraqis try the case themselves with international assistance. And I think where they went wrong is that most of the assistance, at least in the public's view, came from the United States, and it made it look like a puppet tribunal, whereas in reality, there was a lot of assistance coming from the International Bar Association and other very well-respected international NGOs.
Was it, in the end, a fair trial in your estimation, and was the evidence strong?
Well, the evidence was really open and shut, and it turned out that it was a documentary case. Just like the Nazis were convicted on the strength of their own documents, so too did Saddam Hussein end up being convicted largely on the strength of seven documents that bared his signature and proved all of the elements of this case. There were procedural shortcomings, errors, and missteps. It was a messy trial. The defense counsel, some of them were assassinated. One of the judges resigned. These things led to a lot of criticism. But on the other hand, this trial was televised. It was the most transparent trial ever in the Middle East. They gave Saddam Hussein every chance to speak, and because of that, he had a chance to be disruptive, to vent his vitriol. But at the same time, that was a show that this was bending over backwards to give him his opportunity in court. And the international rules that the tribunal was employing were the rules that have been accepted internationally. But to answer your question, let me say this. All we've seen so far is the conviction. We haven't seen the actual judgment, which is going to come out in the next couple of days. It'll be a couple of 100 pages long. It'll detail the findings of fact and conclusions of law. So to assess this trial just on the judgment, just on the conviction, and the sentence without reading its reasoning is like reading the last book page of a book and trying to assess whether a book is any good.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Michael Scharf is the director of the International Law Center at Case Western University School of Law in Cleveland. He was involved in the training of Iraqi judges and prosecutors for the trial of Saddam Hussein.